Rolling on the first attempt of this show tonight.
Take
Comic
one.
Playground, take 100. We just saw Captain Marvel. My daughter was extremely happy with the end credits. She liked the movie as well, but Juliet was enthralled with the movie, loved it tremendously. So let's hear what everybody had, all the thoughts.
I disliked it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. Right off the bat.
Now, first of all, let's say the way Adonis sits watching a movie is upright, fully perfect posture.
I noticed
with
that.
Eyes wide open, and I can't believe you disliked it that much because the way you were watching was like Merry Christmas.
Rapt attention.
Yeah, I definitely, especially when it comes to, you know, sci-fi or hero movies and things like that, I definitely make sure that I block everybody else out. So it's just me and the screen, like how I was in
the podcast. I've seen you do that in the podcast.
Just you and the screen.
Just you and the screen.
That's it.
No, but I overall, I had a very positive thoughts on it. There were some things that we'll get to that threw me a little bit, but who really liked it? Did everybody really like it?
I thought it was great. I really liked it. I liked how it takes place 24 years ago. So you forgot how bad technology was then there and how good the music was. But I mean, it was just funny just how they're dealing with the technology back then to how it is today.
Donnie, I've seen your pager and I know that you're not that far advanced from there.
I still got the Zach Morris brick phone.
Oh my gosh.
Well, only book you've read is Behind the Bell. So it makes
Behind
sense.
The Bell.
Is that what it's called?
Behind the Bell. It's pretty well. So, from the beginning, there were some things that were crazy to me. Did anybody feel, especially there was a chase scene, and I was seeing a flying chase scene, and it was totally Star Wars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got Star Trek vibes as
you got
well.
Star Trek
sci-fi.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off at several moments where I was already watching a Star Wars movie. Like the elements of it was really kind of heavy, especially on the space scenes that were almost jarring. Even though I knew it was going to be like a cosmic adventure with Captain Marvel, there was a lot of moments. Especially like that climatic, or lack thereof, in my opinion,
whoa,
battle up in the air where I was like, okay, like I'm getting the pew pew and we're weaving. Yeah. It was might as well be TIE fighters in the Death Star.
It like, did feel very Death Star-y
very
to
much
me.
So.
But I liked the overall story. I was happy with that. There were weird moments to me where it's the timing of the acting seemed kind of odd.
Yes, I think that was one of the things that affected me the most.
The morest.
Zach Morris.
Beat me to it.
I think that was purposeful, though. Like, I got like a T2 vibe.
I felt like everything from there was intentional. I think Brie Larson is a fantastic actress, and so is Samuel L. Jackson as an actor. And everything that, she won an Oscar for Best Actress. And so everything I felt like she was doing was very intentional in how she wanted to portray the character.
I'm with you 100%.
I felt like it was intentional for the character who's rediscovering their humanity. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm not a big Captain Marvel fan in general. I'm kind of notorious at my shop for loving to hate her.
And thank you for coming to this podcast.
Thank you
for inviting me and having me.
No, it's here's something that I noticed too. Jude Law to me he's an incredible actor.
Yes, he is.
And every time he was on the screen, my attention went right to him. Didn't look away from him. And that was the struggle I had with Brie Larson, actually, a little bit in this movie. Because I actually liked her overall. And I thought there were moments where I was going, yes, yes, this is the moment.
But it needed more.
Yes.
It needed more.
Yeah. And her timing, give me one second. Her timing on some of the lines just felt like she wasn't throwing them away, but she wasn't hitting them for me. It was like, she's like, so that's how it is. And I'm going, oh, I just wanted to feel that more.
Yeah, for me, it felt like I was waiting for the punchline the entire time. Uh-huh. It struck me the same way that Justice League did. I was happy that I was seeing the heroes that I was looking at. I was happy to be in this world that they created. But at the same time, I wasn't getting what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a counterpoint. I actually thought that I didn't particularly like Brie Larson's performance in general, but I thought it wasn't as bad as I was expecting going in.
See, I think a lot of people had expectations. Well, that's part of it, though, too. Don't you think?
Okay. Yeah,
that's what we got into on the podcast earlier this week was getting away from social media, and it's hard because there's so much coming through the entire time. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, the funny thing though, my perception was entirely shaped almost by the trailers. I mean, watching it, I felt that I was worried that Captain Marvel was going to be less of a character and more of a symbol and more of a theme, and that we were using her not only to kind of move along the Avengers Endgame story, but also just what she represented and less of her as a character and how that fit in. And I already knew they were going to change the story of Carol Danvers to kind of fit this story here. So I was worried that Carol herself would be lost in all of it. Mm-hmm. Like, not even social media wise, but just like something I had a bad vibe about mm-hmm. all the way throughout. So then when I did watch it, I was like, I could see some moments where there was some development, where there was an arc, if you will.
Mm. If you will, we must. Yeah, we shall.
And so that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't great at all. It wasn't like, wow, that was amazing. But it also wasn't. It was meh. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I agree, like 110% with that, because my whole take on Captain Marvel is I like Carol Danvers, but I hate Captain Marvel. Mm. I enjoyed her as Ms. Marvel. I enjoy the history of the character. I understand, I mean, she's kind of got several origin stories, so a lot of what hinged for it, for me, for the movie, was which one they were going to go with. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I knew it was just going to basically be a filler movie to kind of connect to Endgame and
lead us there. It did have that feel. I don't know if you know this, but it started in 1939 in the Fawcett comics in DC.
Well, can you tell?
That's going to be a lot longer of a podcast.
Oh, that was fun.
Okay, so if you listen to the podcast every week, you would know where that's coming from. Or earlier in this week, where Joe tried to give the history of the character and I refused to let him talk. So, Donnie, we haven't heard. Did anything make you mad?
No, not at all. Actually, I like the
that was a lead in. Just
you
make
zig
something
and
up.
He zags.
Yeah, just make something up. No,
the tribute they paid for Stan Lee at the very beginning of the movie. Awesome. I literally got a little misty eyed. I was like, "All right, hold it together." But
who was
it was
clapping
good
for that, because it was only our group.
There was a guy in the back.
It started with our fan audience, that our winner of the fans or whatever. I'm sorry,
winner of the fans.
Yeah,
winner of the fan contest. The only one.
it was them, and then we all chimed in. Like, it was good.
You need a starter.
Yeah.
It felt appropriate.
It definitely did.
Can we talk about the villains or
no?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil anything, but we can talk about if there's. Go ahead.
I'm not going to mention any names. Trying to remember them. That's how forgettable they were. This almost feels like
you got a lot of spice today.
Yeah. It was like the classic Marvel tradition of, like, outside of a few good villains, I mean, there wasn't anyone of note. Maybe was it because Captain Marvel is so superpowered that everyone else kind of just trembled in her wake as far as being like a worthy adversary. There wasn't anything. It felt like the story was her discovering herself and then pushing past whatever resistance was available, and that was the end of it. I wasn't at all worried for the character as far as a plight. I couldn't even tell you what was at stake aside from, I mean, obviously, you know, the world invasion, yada, yada. I just thought it was very forgettable. And yeah, I mean, the climatic fight was—I literally was like almost about to yawn. Like, I knew.
Wait a second. Have you seen Fantastic Four?
Yes. Oh,
come on.
It's in the. I actually. Funny story about that, but yes, I know what you mean. I fell asleep in that one, literally.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that bad. That was ridiculous. Right. But at the same time, I get this is a filler movie, but I wish there was like a little bit more there. Aside from
this is going to be a filler movie that makes a lot of money.
I think
they're predicting.
I want to hear your guys' thoughts
million
on that.
Do you feel like this movie is a setup in a good way for what's coming? As in, you couldn't. We don't know what happens in Endgame, but you can't know what happens in Endgame without having this.
You had to know who Captain Marvel was, and this was a backstory for Captain Marvel, a prequel.
You mean to compare it to another movie, for example, Fellowship of the Ring, Lord of the Rings.
Okay,
you know, it really just sets the stage for what's to come, and it's 3 hours long, but not a lot happens of any consequence during the movie. But you can't have the rest of it without that movie.
Yeah.
Right. It's a setup film.
Yeah.
There's a lot of setup movies. DC tries to do a lot of setup movies. It never
that's
gets
all
to.
DC does. Oh,
except
all DC does.
Except weirdly, Adonis loved Man of Steel.
Okay. The director's cut.
Hey, it's not like he liked Wolverine Origins. I mean, that'll make you like this movie a lot better.
True. I did like it, but I won the tickets to go watch the premiere at Tempe Marketplace.
So I'm kind of biased.
I mean, my thing is, you want an origin on Captain Marvel? Let's do one like Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. Let's do this one more time. Bam. Yeah. Quick run through, we're done.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't need all of that. But that's just me.
It felt like a background.
But
what else would
but there's they already have been done? Like three True. Other origin movies for Spider-Man, so you have to do that when you're doing Spider-Verse. You can't.
So what do you mean by that, Ashley? What else would they have done?
Well, what else would they have done for an origin story for her? Like, the Skrulls are like a really big part of like Captain Marvel's storyline, mm-hmm. and I feel like the timing of the movie release is kind of fortuitous for the comics, because there was a new comic that was released today, Meet the Skrulls, mm-hmm. which kind of had a similar tone mm-hmm. to the plight in the movie. So I think that's kind of a nice piggyback. I don't know if that was on purpose. Hopefully so.
I would have liked if they did like they treated the Black Panther in Captain America Civil War, and they introduced him, you have the powers in this story, and then you have another movie later to establish the roots and everything of that sort. So yeah, the powers and everything comes in, you bring her in and how she impacts that story, and then she finds herself. So maybe she goes through the movie in the arc, not really knowing where she fits in, but knowing what's right and what's wrong and what she's there to accomplish. And then she sets out to achieve this mission.
I feel like they did that all in this movie, though.
But Black Panther did not change the course of Civil War. Like, yeah. I think she is going to change the course of Avengers Endgame.
Well, she's a total powerhouse. So if you introduce her sooner, then you run into the whole like, oh, well, then she could have stopped Hydra and she could have stopped everything else that happened mm-hmm. earlier. So they had to, the timing of her entrance was really important.
It does make you wonder at the end of Infinity War, when Nick Fury, or just Fury, reaches out to her. What before did not quite constitute
exactly.
emergency?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, quite at that level that he was willing to reach out.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
There were some weird things like that to me too. Hooking the extraterrestrial communication device up to a regular phone seemed
a payphone.
A payphone. That seemed odd because that's going to be wired into something else. It was just odd to me. I knew they had to bridge the technology, but it just seemed in this day and age. You look back at that. I know we're looking from the future back, but it was just odd to me that a regular telephone could do that.
I felt they just did that. I think
they
did it as a nostalgia thing, because she probably could have had the technology. Very much an ET thing. No, but like she's got her little comm thing on her arm. They could have just said this is her communication device and she can reach out whenever.
Yeah.
But they wanted to show the payphone. They wanted to show a Game Boy. They wanted to show a Radio Shack and a Blockbuster.
Did they
want to
do a thing where you're hitting the table and the microphone just bounces each time?
It was nice. Yes. I thought it was like a little like ode to Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Like how he had to use stuff from the time period rebuild the
No, I thought it was fun. I thought it was, I liked the movie. Who would give it a thumbs up? I would give it a thumbs up.
I would, for sure.
I'd give it a thumbs
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Adonis, we're not even
he
looking
it
over
two
you.
Middle fingers up.
You're kind of a sideways.
I'm in the middle.
I will say that my expectations were low, because I do feel like people, you know, set the bar really high and then nothing's going to ever, like, live up to it. So my expectations were low. And I wanted to go in liking it, because, like I said, I do enjoy Carol Danvers. I don't really like Captain Marvel. And so, you know, there were moments I liked, but overall, I'm not really surprised by how I feel about the movie.
It's kind of difficult, because Infinity War and what we're expecting from Endgame are so massive.
Huge. Right? Yes. Huge.
Okay, guys, over there, sideways, thumbs up, direction of a thumb.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up from Donnie. He went two Fonzies.
I was going to go two middle fingers up.
Yeah. Thank you for not doing that.
Thank you, Donald.
I mean,
actually, guys, did you guys think about this? There was wasn't there rumors about how she can change the time?
That was actually Samuel Jackson confirmed he was messing with people. He was spreading that to people.
I was just messing with people.
Yeah, I saw it today and I thought it was hilarious.
I'll tell you what I like.
That.
I probably can't tell you.
Like, uh-huh.
I was going to think about the look of Nick Fury. You kept thinking what happened was the reason for what I'm talking.
They had a couple red herrings for that.
Yeah,
he kept waiting for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But early on, stuff kept happening to Nick Fury, and you're going, "That's what happened." Oh no!
Oh no!
exactly.
That was fun to me. I mean, it's funny that everybody's pointing out all the little things that happened in the movie that they seem to like, whether it was the Stan Lee thing or Juliet loved the post the mid credit scene Adonis at the final end credit scene looked at me and goes,
"Yeah,
literally." Yeah. Which
is actually
a spoiler.
Maybe what happened.
Yeah.
Well.
But it was that it was just funny to me how people were picking out, because I think people really wanted to like the movie.
Yes,
and there were just moments where you're going, "Wait!" But again, I go back to there was some little timing thing. I don't know if it was Brie Larson or what, but even that initial fight. That you see some of it in the trailers, and you see Brie Larson and Jude Law, and like we said at the beginning, Ashley and I, like Jude Law just holds the whole screen.
Yes,
and
he was far more intense.
And his face.
It's the creepy contacts.
But, yes. Right, but his face is concrete, and she would have little twitches in it, and you're going, it doesn't seem like you have the muscle that he does in that, you know, because I've worked
to command attention,
right?
Yes.
But that acting, I've worked on that so many times in acting, in an acting class, and to be able to be perfectly still and only use the tools on your face and only your face, especially on a giant screen like that, is very difficult. So maybe that was a little bit of the.
Do you think that was planned though too? I mean, he's saying no emotion. She's emotional. She's Carol Danvers, she's.
But I didn't.
He also knows, like as a character, he knows the past.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
That's why I want to actually watch it again for that reason.
Mm-hmm. I typically have like a 3-time rule where I'll watch a movie once to just kind of watch it, enjoy it, and the second time to do all the nitpicky stuff,
and not enjoy it.
Not enjoy it. And then usually I'll go back a third time to decide whether or not I like it. I get really nitpicky.
That's a lot of money.
Marvel has a lot of my money.
So they're successful at bringing out this movie, is what you're saying.
Since we started talking, especially when you brought up Black Panther, Corbin, I was looking at it in a different way as soon as you said that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about it now as if she is the problem child that came back home. And now that I'm looking at it like that, I definitely think I need to watch it again.
Yeah, Captain Counterpoint countering his own point.
Counterpoint, Adonis alone.
Yeah. It gets a solid middle for me. Definitely wasn't a Spider-Man 2, that's for sure.
I thought it was going to be a little too campy right in the beginning. The little jokes seemed like a little bit too much. But
it seemed forced.
As it went on, I really ended up getting more of like a first Superman kind of vibe of that kind of campy, like smiley nature. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
There was something odd that felt almost 70s-ish sometimes. The cars and 80s and 70s cars to me.
I think the 90s were just it's that long ago.
What was that?
The 90s were just a conglomeration of those.
Yeah, I guess they were. You know, people weren't buying brand new cars. I know our family wasn't,
really?
So I don't know why I'm thinking. I guess it's just, it is so far, and cars look so different now that, I don't know what he was driving, but like it looked like a Chevy.
That was probably like
it looked like a Matchbox.
And it was early 90s, correct?
In 95.
Yes.
Mid-Broham.
Mid-90.
Maybe right smack in the middle.
Tell me more.
Anybody have a favorite, like, 90s moment that happened in the movie of that? Yeah.
This is going to be from the 70s.
No, it was
like there's a 90-year-old man on the train. 90.
He was 90.
There were
90. Exactly.
There
I was
three,
saying
3D
yes.
movies.
Who was riding the train in LA in the 90s? There were like
just
nobody.
The Skrulls.
I'm hitting the table again.
Skrulls.
Only Skrulls.
Scrolls.
No, it was when they were driving to go kind of get some answers, and they were talking. The car that Fury was driving was a Chevy Impala, and I just kept hearing in my head, "Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20s gauge on the Impala."
We got it.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
It's a song.
It's a good song, too.
It's a
song.
Darn good
song. It's a song, apparently.
Oh, hold on. Juliet just texted me.
Uh-oh.
In one trailer, Captain America has short hair and no beard. And in the end credit scene, I shouldn't read the rest.
Yeah,
of
I was about to say, well, as soon as you said Captain America,
I think people can guess
how excited. I mean, the end credit scene, say what you will about the rest of the movie, the end credit scene was
best
probably
part.
The best part.
But still, you had to look forward to that.
Yes.
Well, and it wasn't like a big game changer when you see the end credit scene, but it gives you that excitement for next month.
Yeah,
so much excitement.
Which leads me to this almost that it's almost like a trailer for Endgame. Am I right?
The whole movie was a trailer. Guess what's happening next month?
It's like uber important and also not important at all. That's how
I like it without the end credit scene though. So that kind of negates that.
Well, you're different.
I'm not saying.
I used to work with a band. There's an opening act, right?
Yes.
And this was the opening act for the big headliner, which is Endgame.
Sometimes you go see a band and the opening act's better than the headliner.
Yeah, it can be.
We don't know how good Endgame is going to be, right?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying it was a good movie.
I'm messing with you.
I liked it.
I'm saying it stands on its own.
I was happy with it.
And yeah. I think a second Captain Marvel, where she's dealing with what she's dealing with while she's gone, is an awesome flick.
I think the one where she plays Shazam in the next... That's the cap.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Wonder Woman is supposed to take place in the 80s. So
really?
It's going to be like a weird comparison to make in the 86. Future.
All right. Well, 84. Let's wrap
it's
it up.
Wonder Woman 84.
Any final words over at the replay booth?
Excelsior.
Now, I liked it when she crashed into Earth. I mean, then it was just like then you're back in 95 again, and it was just cool.
Oh yeah, great year 95.
All right, that's your wrap up on it. Okay, thanks, Donnie.
I've got an extra. Or you got to go, Corbin?
Huh? Great year 95. Like the movie. I did like the toy reference. The 90s. Like I didn't have any of those, but I saw a lot of 90s toys and also band t-shirts.
Corbin, you did not like the movie when we started this podcast.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think you've gone from middle thumb to...
Oh, no. The 90s references, I thought they did solid.
Oh, you liked that.
I didn't like it.
When I said wrap up the movie, you just wrapped up the 90s.
Oh!
And you know why? Because Donnie led you there. Because Donnie went off on a tangent. Donnie, what's it like having an extra friend over
it's
there?
It's nice having a co-host
in a chair.
Donnie's the host now.
All right, wrapping it up over here.
Put on 90s music on the way here afterwards because I couldn't not. And Zombie from the Cranberries came up, perfect. And I just thought that was perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, with their tanks and their bombs. In your head.
Adonis, thank you very much. And
I listened to Space Jam.
So. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But you're going to watch again to see if maybe you like it more than you think you liked it.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, I'm glad I could rent a theater for everyone to not like the movie. And then you go pay for the movie and like it on your own.
I'm not going to watch it again, Frank.
No,
Frank, I'm not going to watch it again.
I'm for real.
I liked it overall. I did feel like it was pretty much a trailer for Endgame. But at the same time, I didn't mind that. And I have a 12-year-old daughter who is ecstatic about it. So that makes me happy, too.
I definitely like the movie, 100%. I'd go see a second one without seeing Endgame for sure. And but the first thing I noticed, and this is completely off topic, is I really want to see Frozen 2. That trailer was fantastic.
Yeah, have you seen Frozen 1?
Yeah.
Yes, a million times.
Frozen 1 was a prequel to Frozen 2.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Pointless movie, but at least there's Frozen 2, right?
She could do some things that I wish Carol Danvers could do.
Ooh. Cold take.
Ashley?
Cold take. Oh, Batman.
Cold pizza. 90s ESPN reference. Oh, all right, Ashley.
How apropos. I enjoyed the movie. I did enjoy it more than I thought. It was still a solid meh for me, just because it's not my favorite character.
Solid meh. That's going to be, when you're here, it's solid meh.
Solid meh. I didn't want to judge it too harshly because I'm so opinionated about the character. By the way, it's pretty good for me.
Why do you dislike the Captain Marvel
character? Civil War 1 and 2 in the comics.
Yep.
Hands down. I feel like it's so different from where their character originally started. And she did this whole, she's got reasons, she's got issues. But yeah, I'm totally solid Team Cap, so I get irrationally angry.
You really are Team Cap. You really got a Captain America.
Yeah, I brought my Captain America gear. I couldn't help myself. Hashtag not my captain.
All right. Well, that's it. We will see you with a show next week. Thanks, everybody. Great job. And at Comic Playground on all the various forms of social media. Follow us, like us, love us. Friendship for everyone.
Friendship.
That's it.
See ya.